Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3, and it's powering your property. Now, a comparable workplace environment is one way to attract the best talent for organizations in this day and age. ShareIt, an app with over 1.8 billion users across 200 countries and regions, has decided to locate its new commercial headquarters at ArcSpace's newly launched 19,000 square feet flagship flexible workplace at One Marina Boulevard. Now, the COVID-19 pandemic has abruptly challenged a decade of corporate real estate and workplace design decisions by calling into question the purpose of large centralized office locations. So what might a post-pandemic workplace strategy look like? And is it time to do away with the conventional wisdom behind the centralized office? We speak to Karim Malhotra, partner and VP of ShareIt, to find out. Karim, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
First up, welcome to our shores. Why did you choose Singapore?
Ah, fantastic. So I think, you know, Singapore is a very important location for ShareIt as a company. Yeah, if I had to just, you know, give a little background to ShareIt, ShareIt pretty much became the world's largest offline and online content distribution network and utilized, you know, similar to what AirDrop is for iPhone, but kind of became that for the Android ecosystem. Because Asia and, you know, Southeast Asia, you know, is countries of many islands, you know, obviously the ability to share things, you know, peer-to-peer has become a very common and native habit for a lot of users.
Yeah.
And that's why we've grown to such a large user base. So Singapore makes a lot of sense for us because we stay closest to our users and also closest to our business partners who want to use our audience and reach to talk to our consumers. So, I think from just a geographical perspective, Singapore makes a lot of sense for us.
Let's talk about then how the pandemic has affected attitudes towards flexible working spaces. First up, what is flexible working space? We know of co-sharing spaces. Is it much the same?
I think every company probably defines it in a different way based on, you know, how they want to offer flexibility to their users and to their employees. For us, co-working and, you know, flexible working spaces is basically a way of saying this is a office environment which is a little blend of your home and your lifestyle as well. So it allows people to come in and come out, you know, based on when they, you know, have meetings and when they see fit. It also allows us to expand, you know, our teams without thinking too much about, you know, large upfront commitments. For example, during the last 6 months, we've opened 10 new countries with employees now sitting all the way from Dublin to Turkey, South Africa, Russia, Philippines, Indonesia. And it becomes very hard if we had to, in each country, go and sign rental agreements and refurbish office units. But, you know, flexible working space as a employer allows us to kind of turn on countries as soon and as quickly as we would hope to. And for our employees, it gives them the ability to basically have a office location that is well equipped and, you know, easy for them to access any time of the day.
Karim, I got to say though, 19,000 square feet, that's not small.
So
for your office here, what's happening there?
So we don't have all of it. So ARC obviously is, and we are sharing the space with a few other enterprises. But we have ambitions. We have large ambitions to grow. We're still, I would say, a fairly baby company from, you know, just, you know, we started in 2015. So ShareIt is, you know, just nothing but 4 or 5 years old.
Toddler,
yeah. So yeah, for us, I think, you know, the opportunity to scale up in the kind of Southeast Asian perspective is very helpful. Also, I must say that we run a lot of our global operations out of Singapore. So, you know, we've been able to, apart from attracting all the best of local talent, we're also, you know, I have Russian speakers, Israeli speakers, French speakers, you know, all here with us who are all like country leaders. So it does become a bit of a commercial HQ for us to service the world.
Mm. But being a born digital company, it didn't occur to you to just have everyone work remotely or work from anywhere, as the term is these days?
I think if you and your spouse are working and you have a baby at home, sometimes that is fun. and I think we've all seen that. You know, I think it's interesting because we want to give people the optionality, right? And I think that is important. Like, you know, for a lot of people working from home, they love it, right? They can pick up their children from school and they can turn on and off whenever they want to. But for a lot of people, they want that space where they can go focus, concentrate, and then disengage when they go home. You know, I know a lot of my friends, a lot of my family, they find it hard to disengage because now the lines between home and office are so blurred. So, yeah, for us, it's more just providing that optionality to people in the countries where we can and the countries where the COVID situation allows it. And then we leave it to our employees to make best of their time.
Yeah. We're speaking with Karam Malhotra, partner and VP at ShareIt. That was the key driver, wasn't it, Karam? The flexible working because of the changing workforce. How we're working, who's working as well.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah, I think we've obviously been able to, you know, grow, you know, I may say this in an unusual way, but COVID has actually spurred growth for a lot of digital companies because people are spending a lot more time at home or, you know, they're spending a lot more time with their devices, right? Unfortunately, you know, as we all may not want that to be, it is a real truth. And hence for a lot of companies like ours and a lot of the big tech companies, the workload has increased a lot. Mm-hmm. And it therefore does make sense that we're trying to give as much comfort to our employees who are definitely all working harder than they may have done 6 months ago.
Yeah. And Gen Z or the digitally native employee is looking for that kind of flexibility, aren't they?
Yeah, I think now people, you know, before it was considered a luxury when we all started working, you know, a decade ago or more. I think now it's almost considered something that companies should offer. You know, and people who, we are all competing, right? And I was talking to someone the other day. I said, we compete as much for talent from the best firms like Google and Facebook and Amazon and TikTok. And you know, and everyone is improving their employee benefits and work lifestyle environments because there's a lot for people to choose from. So for us, that makes that makes the bar even higher for us to basically make our office environment as appealing as the rules of the world. And I think ArcSpaces has really helped us do that with their very beautiful office here in Marina Bay. We can offer the views, the best of Singapore, the facilities of a top tech office, and we can do so, you know, literally by turning on new office spaces in a week's time.
Do you think this trend, though, Karam, was in the works already and the pandemic just accelerated it with these workplace requirements, the flexibility of it all?
So I would say no, actually. Like, I think it's interesting, like, especially in our Asian culture, we're so used to meeting people and without meeting people, not being able to close a deal or not being able to close a partnership, right? It's like, oh, you know, you didn't have the time to come and take time out to come meet me, you know?
Dear.
It was a taboo before and people would be offended. So, you know, if you were not in office, you were on a plane. And hence, I think the purpose of an office was very important, you know, maybe 6 to 12 months ago, because it was the only time you would get to meet your colleagues, because, you know, it forced you to come to one place because you were, you know, traveling all the time. I think now the pandemic has actually changed the first, I would say, constraint, where no longer do our partners, do our, you know, business partners or all our partnerships expect you to travel to them. They expect you to do it from wherever. So that has actually changed a big constraint. And because of that, then, you know, forcing everyone to come into office on a particular day isn't anymore a requirement.
Mm. So going forward, how do you think it'll look like? Will these workplace requirements stay post-pandemic? Flexible workspaces stay as well?
I think it would evolve, and I think it will evolve in a way to become more of a hub and spoke. So if you see most of the flexible workspaces today, they're still located in CBD, and a lot of people are still traveling into the city to come and use those workspaces. If we genuinely want to be true to the word being flexible workspaces, you know, if you're dropping off your kid in school near Changi, quite frankly, we should have a little like outpost of a small office.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's how flexible workspaces will evolve. That while there is a high quality infrastructure being built, it doesn't need to be CBD focused. It could be, you know, different spokes of little, you know, 10-seater locations being set up in residential areas. That's when I think flexibility will truly meet its sought out purpose. So my view is it will change from a pure hub only model to a hub and spoke model.
Karam Malhotra is the partner and VP of ShareIt. Karam, thank you so much for your time. Stay safe, sir.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good day.
This has been Powering Your Property on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.